women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Now, girls, did you know that a little child can love him? A little child can pray. A little child can trust him and learn his word each day. A little child can praise him and show his friends the way. A little child can live for God and serve him every day. Proverbs 20, verse 11 says, even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. I was reading in some clippings that were written a few years ago, but they're just as true today. It says Americans were better off before the intrusion of Washington into education. In 1765, 200 years before passage of the Federal Elementary and Secondary Education Act, John Adams remarked, quote, a native of America who cannot read or write is as rare as an appearance as a comet or an earthquake. Another author wrote recently, how often have I found out that we grow to maturity not by doing what we like, but by doing what we should. So I think this is one of the things that homeschoolers have discovered, that they're doing what they should. We have a guest today, Daniel Waite, my husband, Dr. Waite's assistant here at the Bible for Today Ministries. Last time we talked about homeschooling, and we have so much more to say that he stayed for another program. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, it's good to be back today.
I'm glad to have you here. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. We read in chapter 6 of Ephesians, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So how do you think homeschooling brings us up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, Daniel?
It keeps us away from the thorns. The scripture says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 5, thorns and snares are in the way of the forward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. And the scripture goes on to say in verse 5 of chapter 22 of Proverbs, rather verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old he shall not depart from it.
That's good. I was reading someplace else where a father took his child out of public school. She was learning absolutely nothing in kindergarten. And she was learning very bad words in kindergarten that no five-year-old should say or hear. So that would be some of the thorns, wouldn't it be? The bad words, the vile language, and the bad thoughts.
That's correct. It certainly would be.
So what else do you have to say today?
Well, the one thing I was thinking of, as far as there's a poem in the little book of poems, or with the book called With Tears in My Heart. My grandmother, back in 1943, this is the second stanza of A Mother's Prayer. This is in folio 14, it says, O Lord, I want to be a mother who will show her children God, who will point them to the Savior, who will once this cold world trod. And the idea, the salvation is important for a mother, a father, to be a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ. You go back to program two weeks ago on this program, you heard Mrs. Waite talk about salvation and how someone could be a believer, what was necessary for one to be a believer, by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's important, in order to train up a child in the way he should go, that you know what way to go. I mean, education is very important. You have to teach your children the reading, the writing, the arithmetic, but you also have to teach your children about the Scripture, the way of the Lord.
And you have done that with your daughter. She comes to our Bible studies. You can hear them click on BibleForToday.org and on the internet, and go over on the brown bar, and you can hear our afternoon on Sunday 1:30, and you can hear our church at Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. And Anna is into the discussion. she knows her Bible very well. And I think it's because you've trained her up in those things.
Well, my wife is an excellent example as far as one who loves to read her Bible, loves to study her Bible. And Anna has picked up on that. She loves to study her Bible, to read her Bible. And so by reading and rereading, she has the ability to retain a lot of things.
She does.
In the Scripture.
She finds that Grandpa's, her pastor, my husband, and sometimes he refers to a passage and she finds it for us. Tell me, unless you want to talk about something else, tell me about your wife and how she homeschools. What does she do first thing in the morning and like
that?
Well,
my wife is a very disciplined lady. She has schedules of all the courses, all the classes, from biology to geography to literature, or rather language arts, all these different subjects that my daughter takes, and she has everything outlined to a point as far as knowing what's in the book, how long does it take to cover that book, and so we have a plan to get through these books in the course of a year.
So
that's what needs to be done. You have to have a plan, a goal, an objective. I think anybody can do it. And anyone can start at any time. It's hard to do. It's not easy, but I think it could be done.
My father used to say, plan your work and work your plan, and that's what your wife does, Tammy does. I'm thinking of Frances Habergale. She's the author of songs like Take My Life and Let It Be, and I studied her life, and I found out that she was practically homeschooled completely. She was not a well girl, and so she couldn't go to schools. And her father was an Anglican clergyman, and he taught her Greek and Hebrew and other disciplines of the deep things of God. She learned all sorts of languages, like Latin and Greek and French and German, as well as Greek and Hebrew. And she spoke Italian and Welsh as well. She knew everything, and her father taught her mother taught her, and her older brothers and sisters taught her. And that's the wonderful thing about homeschooling. The whole family can be in on this work of teaching the children. And it's a whole family effort. Much of the credit for America's high scholastic achievement in the colonial and founding eras goes to parents who taught their children at home. The free mixture of home schools, tutors, academies, church schools, charity schools, apprenticeships, etc., produced incredible intellectual flowering in our early history. Now, I'm 81, and my grandmother, who didn't have much schooling at all, maybe up to fifth grade or sixth grade, she was a very intelligent woman. My father, I believe, he only went up to ninth grade, and he could work all the mathematical problems that I couldn't work. Even though he didn't know algebra and geometry, he always came up with the right answers. So the schooling that they had, in many ways, was better than the schooling that we have today. What do you think about that, Pastor Dan?
I think so. I think that's correct. If you do some homework, many of our early presidents, that is, of the United States, the early presidents of the United States of America, were taught at home. Public education, the government schools, is a relatively recent event in our lives, in the big scope of things.
Right.
A lot of people are taught at home, and you learn at home, whether it's geometry, algebra, or you learn in the marketplace. You learn things as you are working through things.
Right.
And as you pointed out there, the strength of the education of the people of the past, who only went up to the eighth grade, is much stronger than it is the people today who are graduates of colleges.
In some cases, yes. So what else would you like to tell us?
Well, I would like to encourage you, if you're interested in anything at all in helping your children learn at home, you could start now. Even if it's starting to teach them and help them to understand what the Bible is saying. If you have young children, please initiate their reading. Get a book about how to teach your child to read. Whether it's in 10 lessons, 100 lessons, or 1,000 lessons, teach them to read. It's very important that your children learn to read early, because without it, they're going to struggle with each subject they encounter. In fact, I believe reading should be a prerequisite for kindergarten.
That's right. Your sister taught her children to read. I think they could read when they're about 3 years old. And then your brother's wife, Jeanette, taught her children to read, and Rebecca especially could read everything. And Jeanette had to hide adult things, even magazines that were, they didn't have bad magazines in, but anything that she didn't want her daughter to read, she had to hide them because Rebecca could read everything. So reading is very important.
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, it's not being stressed in the government schools of today.
That's
and you
right.
have to teach them to read.
And go ahead.
Like I was saying earlier, last week, you want to get an eclectic approach to your homeschooling. You want to find the best books available about English and go with them. You want to find the best books about your geography and go with them. Find the best books about your sciences. Every single one of these disciplines, when you lay out your schedule, you say, okay, what is the best things available? And there are scores of sources out there available today that can help you in determining what books to acquire. What? You don't have to do it exactly like I do it, and you don't have to do it exactly like the lady down the street does it. But do it the way that you believe it should be done, what you believe is the best. Do it that way.
What about the curriculum like Bob Jones and Ibeka and ACE and all that?
Well, there are two different types. You mentioned ACE, which basically is like a workbook-based education. You read an assignment, you go through a workbook, you answer questions. If you score a certain percentage, you move on to the next pace, the next level. That's the ACE. Whereas you mentioned, I believe, Ibeka or Bob Jones, both these are curriculums that they have all the subjects all available from the one location. Now, if you want to, you say, oh, I like the English from one place, but I like the science from the other place. That's what I'm saying with about eclectic. Or maybe I like the particular workbook from this other place. That's what you do. You bring these things together and you pick the best of all of them. Yes, you're correct. You could go with one particular company that has everything, but you have to be cautious when you do that.
Right. And that, so you have something on your television, like your daughter, the science class. She sees.
Yeah, one particular subject, science. We have a class that was videotaped, and actually was videotaped. Some of them either videotaped an actual live class, some others have a videotape. It was videotaped an actual transmission of a satellite class where people around the world are watching this instruction via satellite, and she participates and she watches this video, and she reads the book and does the assignments and learns her science that way.
That's good. Back in the days before the public school system achieved a virtual monopoly in the field of education, Americans benefited from real school choice. Education options range from homeschooling and private schools to religious schools and charitable schools for the poor, and even included tutoring and apprenticeships. An 1860 census showed that 91% of free American males were illiterate.
With Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.